Hello and welcome to Yokohama Stadium. I'm Michael Westby, your host for Pro Yaku Live here on JapaneseBaseball.com. We're going into our second game of this afternoon. The first game we did this afternoon was the Tohoku Rakuten Golden Eagles hosting the Fukuoka SoftBank Hawks. The Hawks won that one by a score of 8-10. Helping to preserve their slim lead in the Pacific League. They have a 3.5 game lead over the Chibolote Marines. They temporarily increase that to 4, depending on the outcome of the Chiba Marines hosting the Oryx Buffaloes game, which starts at 6:15 this evening. It's just a couple minutes before 6 o'clock here in Japan. And a couple minutes before game time here at Yokohama Stadium. I'd like to go over the other games that, the other game that happened this afternoon. Dalvish threw a complete game for the Nipponham Fighters, but lost 3-0. Seibu scored all 3 runs in the 4th inning. Starting pitcher Nishiguchi, followed by Hoshino, Mori, and Toyota, were the pitchers for Seibu, while Dalvish went the full game for a complete game loss. The Koshien star from last year is throwing pretty well. It's a tough loss for the kid. I already mentioned the Tohoku Rakuten Golden Eagles losing to the Fukuoka SoftBank Hawks 10-8. At Full Cast Stadium. And the remaining games are to be held this evening. All 3 Central League games. The Yakult Swallows hosting the Giants. Hanshin Tigers hosting Hiroshima Toyo Carp at Matsuyama. And the Yokohama Bay Stars get underway at 6 o'clock right now. And with Araki at the plate, the first pitch to Araki misses low and away for ball 1. For Yokohama, on the mound, it is Saito. Next pitch called strike 1. And the 1-1 pitch is swung on and missed for strike 2. Two strike, one ball pitch misses way inside. Araki backing out of the way of that one. That evens the count at 2-2. And the next offering swung on and fouled back or out of play just above the first base dugout. Count remains 2-2. And the 2-2 pitch again swung on and lined or lifted to left field. Left fielder Koike comes over towards center, where he makes a catch for out number 1. So, with 1 out, that will bring up Ibata, Chunichi's shortstop, batting .306 on the season, 4 home runs and 42 RBIs. Saito's first offering to Ibata misses low and away for ball 1. Ibata is batting 429 against Yokohama. Far and away the best batting average he has against any team. Next pitch, swung on and missed. Strike one. That evens the count at 1-1. With one out here in the top of the first inning. Next pitch, swung on, fouled off to the right-hand side. Strike two. Saito Takashi on the mound for Yokohama. Next pitch, called, strike three. Nice slider by Saito. Striking out Ibata for the second out of the inning. And next we have third baseman Tatsunami. He takes first pitch for a called strike one. Next offering, swung on and lifted to center field. Center fielder Tamura hardly has to move as he takes the ball in for out number three. Tamura is back in pretty early. I wasn't expecting him to be back in the game until the ninth. Nonetheless, it's 3-3 for the Chunichi Dragons here in the top of the first inning. And let me give you the complete starting lineups now that I have a chance. For Chunichi, leading off, second baseman Araki. He flew out to left field. Ibata bats second, playing shortstop, struck out looking. Tatsunami plays third and bats third. Tyrone Woods is cleanup, playing first base. Right fielder Fukudome, who hit a grand slam home run yesterday to turn the game around against Kroon, bats fifth. Alex, center field, playing center field, bats sixth. Inoue bats seventh, playing left field. Tanishige, the catcher, bats number eight. And Martinez is the starting pitcher for the Chunichi Dragons this afternoon, and bats ninth. For the Bay Stars, it'll be Ishii leading off, playing shortstop. Koike bats second, playing left field. Kinjo, right field, bats third. Sayaki is first baseman, batting fourth. Tamura, center field, bats fifth. Taneda bats sixth, playing second base. Murata plays third base, batting seventh. Aikawa is the catcher, batting eighth. And Saito is on the mound. Martinez gets two quick strikes on Ishii leading off. And the third pitch, Ishii called out on strikes looking. Ball up in the strike zone. One out. That'll bring up left fielder Koike. Koike is batting 243 on the season, 13 home runs and 29 RBIs. And he takes first pitch for a called strike one. So Martinez coming in there and just throwing strikes. Next pitch in the dirt. First ball for Martinez. Ball gets away from Tanishige. Koike Koike had moved over to center field while Tamura was rehabilitating. Next pitch misses just inside. Ball two. One strike, two balls the count to Koike. And the fourth offering called strike two on the inside part of the plate. That evens the count at 2-2. And Martinez's next offering misses inside, ball three. That brings the count full. The Shobu pitch swung on and missed. Strike three. So that's two strikeouts in a row for Martinez. Are we in for a sunshine show here this evening? That brings up Kinjo, who takes first pitch low and away for ball one. Kinjo, right fielder for the Bay Stars. Next pitch misses low, ball two. The third offering swung on and grounded to third base and passed Tatsunami. Was it a bad hop? It looked like it was right to Tatsunami, but then went past him on Tatsunami's left side. Or tunnel right between his legs. Ooh. So is that ruled an error? Yes, it is E5, and that brings up Saiki, batting 260 on the season, 12 home runs, 60 RBIs. The first baseman takes first pitch on the outside corner for strike one. Martinez has the sign come set. Next pitch in the dirt. Tanishige does a good job saving that one. That evens the count at 1-1. The 1-1 pitch swung on and fouled off. That ball's going out of play up the left field line. Saiki is batting 317 against the Chunichi Dragons. This his best average against any team. Throw over to first. Kinjo's back, standing up. He really wasn't more than a step off the bag when he threw. Kinjo takes the lead now. The next offering swung on and lifted to left center. Left fielder coming over. Center fielder also comes over, and Inoue catches it at the wall in left center. It was a long way for Inoue to run, but he got there in time to make the catch for out number three. So the Bay Stars get a runner on an error, but come up empty. At the end of one complete, we've got no score. welcome back to Yokohama Stadium. I'm Michael Westbay, your host for ProYaku Live on JapaneseBaseball.com. Today is Yukata Day at Yokohama Stadium. Many ladies in the stands wearing yukata. That's kind of the summer version of a kimono. The first pitch by Saito to Tyrone Woods misses inside for ball one. Second offering called strike one on the outside part of the plate. Many ladies in the stands also sporting gloves. Gloves and yukatas. That's quite a match. Next pitch fouled back to the back screen. Two strikes, one ball. Tyrone Woods played his first 2 years here in Japan with Yokohama. Moved over to Chunichi this year. Next pitch, high and away, ball two, 2-2. The 2-2 pitch, swung on and missed, strike three. That's Saito's second strikeout of the game. First out of the inning. And it'll bring up Fukudome. Fukudome, right fielder, hit a grand slam home run in the ninth inning yesterday against Kroon, turning the game around and giving Chunichi the victory, giving Kroon his first loss since coming to Japan. Fukudome fouls first pitch off to the left side. Saito's second offering misses inside for ball one. That evens the count at 1-1. The next offering called strike two. Low and over the plate. With Hanshin not playing yesterday, the Chunichi Dragons have closed the gap to the Tigers. Now only 2.5 games out of first place. Fukudome fouls off another one to the left side. And the next pitch called strike three on the inside corner. Two strikeouts in a row, third strikeout of the evening for Saito. And that brings up Alex. Junichi center fielder. Alex was acquired by the Dragons after their attempt to get some guy who ended up going to Boston. Can't recall his name anymore. First pitch called strike one on the outside corner. Second pitch misses low. That evens the count at 1-1. Gee, I do remember seeing that guy's name recently. Oh well, not important. Next pitch swung on and lifted high to the left side. Third baseman Murata calls for it. And in front of Ishii, close to the second base bag, makes the catch for out number three. So it's three up, three down, two innings in a row for the Chunichi Dragons. At the end of 1.5, we have no score. Welcome back to Yokohama Stadium. This is the second game of a doubleheader I'm hosting here on Pro Yaku Live here at JapaneseBaseball.com. First game was the Tohoku Rakuten Golden Eagles hosting the Fukuoka SoftBank Hawks. The Hawks won that one by a score of 10-8. The Eagles had bases loaded in the ninth, but failed to come back. Nonetheless, it's center fielder Tamura leading off the bottom of the second inning, and he takes Martinez's first pitch for a called strike one. Next pitch, down low, but swung on and missed, strike two. So Martinez gets two quick strikes on Tamura. I have a feeling the Bay Stars may not get a hit until the second time around, as Tamura swings a bit confusedly at the next pitch, swinging late, and that's Martinez's third strikeout of the evening. I guess Tamura did come back the 29th, not the 9th. So Tamura has been back in the lineup for a week or so. Next up is Tanada, batting 294 on the season. And he takes first pitch for ball one. Tanada, the Bay Stars' second baseman. Next pitch, taken low for ball two. Taneda slumped a little bit during July, only batted 200 for the month. Next pitch, misses low, ball three. No strikes, three balls to count. And the next pitch with Taneda taking all the way, called strike one. The windup and the next pitch misses inside, but called strike two by the umpire. Maybe just a corner. And the next pitch called strike three on the inside corner again. That's the fourth strikeout for Martinez. Two in the first, two in the second so far. And that'll bring up Murata, third baseman. Batting 266 on the season. And he swings and misses at the first pitch. Murata batting 400 against the Dragons. Batting below 300 against every other team. Next pitch misses outside, ball one, one and one. The 1-1 offering in the dirt, but swung on and missed, strike two. Martinez really has everybody crossed up. As I was starting to say, I don't think the Bay Stars are going to get a hit until maybe the second or third time around facing Martinez. And as I say that, Murata grounds the ball weakly to the left side. Inaba comes in, throws to first in time. So, the Bay Stars go down in order here in the second inning. Two more strikeouts to Martinez's credit. And after two complete, we have no score. Welcome back to Yokohama Stadium. I'm Michael Westbay, your host for Pro Yaku Live here on JapaneseBaseball.com. We're in game two of a doubleheader. The first game was the Tohoku Rakuten Golden Eagles losing to the Fukuoka SoftBank Hawks by a score of 8-10. We're knotted at zeros here at Yokohama Stadium after two complete. It'll be the bottom of the order, 7-8-9 batters, Inoue, Tanishige, and Martinez for Chunichi. Left fielder Inoue stands in. First pitch, down the middle, called strike one. Saito on the mound for Yokohama. The next pitch misses low and inside. Ball one. That evens the count at 1-1. Saito into the windup again. And the pitch swung on, fouled off, and out of play to the left side by the left-handed batter, Inoue. Hanshin has scored three runs in the bottom of the first inning at Matsuyama, where they are hosting, quote-unquote, the Hiroshima Toyo Carp. At the end of one, Hanshin leads it 3-0. Inoue fouls the next pitch off up the first baseline. The two-strike, one-ball pitch. Swung on and missed. Strike three. Strikeout number four for Saito. Wow, we've got a lot of strikeouts this evening here at Yokohama Stadium. That'll bring up Tanishige, who has traditionally killed the Bay Stars. I don't know, this year he hasn't struck me as being such a big threat as he has the past several years. Batting .242, 7 home runs, 47 RBIs. Tanishige swinging at the first pitch, lining the ball to center field. Tamura goes back a couple of steps, makes the catch for out number two. That'll bring up opposing pitcher Martinez. The Yakult Swallows, hosting the Yomiuri Giants at Jingu this evening, have scored 5 runs in the bottom of the first inning, lead that one 5-0. First pitch to Martinez, called strike one here at Yokohama. Martinez is 1-18, 0.56 batting average, no home runs and 1 RBI. Next pitch misses just outside. Umpire thought about calling it a strike. The next offering swung on and fouled off to the left side, past the third base dugout. Game is underway at Chiba Marine Stadium. There's no score after one complete of Lotte hosting the Oryx Buffaloes. Next pitch looked at down the middle, called strike three. And that's strikeout number five for Saito, as he returns the first 9 batters he faces in a row. So, at the end of 2.5 innings, we have no score. We're going to the bottom of the third inning here at Yokohama Stadium on Pro Yaku Live at JapaneseBaseball.com. I'm Michael Westbay, your host. The sun is just starting to get ready to set. Dusk is coming on. The Bay Stars will be sending up numbers 8, 9, and 1 batters. Aikawa pitcher Saito, then back up to the top of the order in Ishii. Catcher Aikawa stands in to face Martinez. The left-handed hurler winds up and throws a strike down the middle. Strike one. The second offering swung on and lined up the middle. Base hit. That's the first hit of this ball game by either squad. And next up will be pitcher Saito. Saito will be up there to bunt. Saito is 1 for 11 and 0.91 pace. No home runs, no RBIs. He's showing bunt all the way. And the first pitch is bunted into himself. Pitch a little bit inside. Aikawa returns to first base. Tanishige sends out signs to the infield, as well as the pitcher, on how to play this. Saito holding the bat to bunt as Martinez sets up, and the next offering, low and outside, but umpire says that Saito tried for it. That's strike two. Third base coach throws out some signs. And looks like Saito is still going to be trying to bunt. The pitch misses low. Saito pulls back. In time this time. Third baseman Tatsunami was almost on top of him coming in from third base. And the next offering bunted right back up toward the pitcher. A nice bunt. Not too fast. And Tanishige up with it. Throws to first. In time. And the sacrifice is successful. So, we've got a runner at second base now with one out. And to the top of the order, shortstop Ishii, team captain, coming up to the plate. Ishii struck out looking his first at bat, averaging .285, four home runs on the season. First offering, misses inside, ball one. Yokohama's captain swings and grounds the next pitch through the right side into right field. Aikawa coming home. He slides in safe. The throw to second to try to get Ishii. Safe! Ishii takes second on the throw home. Tanishige fielded the ball up in front of home plate, rather than trying to make the play on Aikawa. Through to second, trying to get Ishii. And Ishii slid in under the tag, safe at second base, with an RBI single, taking second on the throw home. So the Bay Stars have a runner at second base with one out still and one run in. Martinez's first pitch in the dirt, taken for ball one by Koike. Koike struck out swinging his first at bat, batting 242, 13 home runs, 29 RBIs on the season. The second offering, swung on and lined to left field. This is going into the corner. Ishii rounds third, comes home. The throw back to second. And he's out second base. Inoue played the ball out of the corner very well and fired right to second base. So it's a hit, out trying to stretch a single into a double for Koike. One RBI there. So the Bay Stars take a quick 2-0 lead. Here in the second inning, or third inning rather. Wow, this game is going fast. So that's the second out, and Kinjo comes up to bat. He takes first pitch in the dirt outside, ball one. Actually, that's ball two. I missed first pitch. Go man. The next offering misses inside, ball three. No strikes, three balls, the count to Kinjo. Next pitch just catches the outside corner for a called strike one. One strike, three balls, now the count. And the next pitch swung on and hit deep to right field, going back. And Fukudome looks up, it's off the wall. Fukudome plays the ball off the wall, throws into second, but Kinjo holds to first with a single. A very long single off the right field wall. Well, I did say that I didn't think that the Bay Stars were going to get to Martinez until the second time around, and it's the second time around, and the Bay Stars are starting to hit him hard after striking out four times in the first two innings. That'll bring up Saiki. Looks like the Bay Stars have figured Martinez out. Throw over to first. Kinjo's back, standing up. Left-handed pitcher Martinez on the mound for Chunichi. Next pitch, swung on. This one fouled off and will go into the stands on the left side. Strike one. Saiki batting 260, 12 home runs, 60 RBIs on the season. Saiki has hit home runs in two games in a row now. Throw over to first. Kinjo back standing up. And another throw over to first. Kinjo standing on the bag again. And the next offering misses high and tight. Saiki ducking out of that one. That evens the count at 1-1 to Saiki. We've got two down here in the bottom of the third inning. The Bay Stars have plated two here, leading this one 2-0. Next offering swung on and lifted to left field. Inoue running in and over. The ball bounces in just inside the line. Kinjo with two down is running. Kicks third, comes in. Home in! Kinjo scores from first base. Sayaki, an RBI double. So the Bay Stars have put up five hits here in this inning to score three runs so far. That'll bring up center fielder Tamura with Sayaki at second base. And he takes first pitch down the middle for a called strike one. Batting 327, he was leading the league in home runs. Next pitch misses high and outside. The first pitch was a ball. Looked pretty good to me. Ah, now they've corrected it. Okay. The monitor had it incorrect. But the next pitch misses inside for ball two. One strike, two balls. Strike, ball, ball was the pitching order to Tamura here. Martinez, fourth offering, swung on and fouled off toward the third base dugout. That evens the count at 2-2, with two down and a runner at second. Three runs in so far for Yokohama here in the bottom of the third inning. Next pitch, swung on and grounded to, or lined to Tatsunami at third base, who on his knees makes the catch for out number three. So, the Bay Stars, with four singles and a double, score three runs here in the bottom of the third inning and take a 3-0 lead. Welcome back to Yokohama Stadium. I'm Michael Westbay, your host for ProYaku Live here on JapaneseBaseball.com. It's starting to get pretty dark here in Yokohama as it's 6:45 in the evening. The Yokohama Bay Stars took a 3-0 lead there in the bottom of the third inning. We're going to the fourth. And it'll be the top of the order in Araki, Ibata, and Tatsunami. Araki takes the first pitch from Saito on the outside part of the plate for a called strike one. Next pitch, Araki squares, bunts the ball up the third baseline, trying to attempt a safety bunt. But Murata is up with the ball, throws to first in time for out number one. Safety bunt fails for Araki. that'll bring up shortstop Ibata. That was the 10th consecutive out. The first pitch to Ibata, a curveball coming over for a called strike one. Ibata struck out looking his first at bat on four pitches. The second offering swung on and lifted to right field. Quincho coming over into the corner, looks up, plays the ball off the wall, but it's foul. So a long foul ball for Ibata into the right field corner. The third pitch swung on, fouled back and out of play. Count remains two strikes, no balls. Those of you unfamiliar with Japanese baseball ball strike calls, it's in the order of strikes then balls, which is opposite of what you're used to in the major leagues. The next offering misses low and away, ball one. Two strikes, one ball the count. The fifth offering swung on and grounded through the right side, past a diving Saiki, and into right field for a base hit. Sorry, my tongue gets tied every once in a while. I have an idea of what I want to say, but my tongue seems to get ahead of me. Nonetheless, that's the first hit for the Chunichi Dragons this game off of Saito. And we'll bring up number three batting Tatsunami with one out and runner at first base. First offering to Tatsunami is lifted to shallow left center. Tamura comes in. Koike comes over. And it's Tamura who makes the catch for out number two. So, with two down and a runner at first base, it'll be first baseman Tyrone Woods, who played with the Yokohama Bay Stars the last two seasons. Woods is batting .290, 22 home runs, 65 RBIs. The first pitch misses up high, ball one. Elsewhere, the Yakult Swallows have added another two runs in the bottom of the second inning and lead the Yomiuri Giants at Jingu by a score of 7-0 after 2.5 innings. Next pitch swung on and fouled off and out of play. Hanshin Tigers also add two in the second inning and lead Hiroshima by a score of 5-0. At Chiba Marine Stadium, it's the Oryx Buffaloes who strike first, scoring two in the top of the second. Wood swings and misses the next pitch, strike two. At the end of 1.5, they're at Chiba Marine Stadium. The Buffaloes lead by a score of 2-0. The other two games were completed this afternoon. Cebu Lions defeated Hokkaido Nippon Ham Fighters 3-0 at Sapporo Dome. And you heard it as the first game right here at JapaneseBaseball.com. Next pitch up high to Woods, 2-2. The Tohoku Rakuten Golden Eagles lost to the Fukuoka SoftBank Hawks at Fullcast Stadium by a score of 10-8. Here at Yokohama Stadium, Yokohama's leading this one by a score of 3-0. We're in the top of the fourth inning. Two out, runner at first base, and Tyrone Woods kills the ball, driving it deep into the right field stands. Home run! Two-run home run by Woods against Saito here. Makes this a one-run ball game. Bay Stars' lead is cut to 3-2. With Fukudome coming up next. Fukudome was the hero of last night's game, hitting a grand slam home run against the Hyakudokuju Kido Otoko Croon, taking an Amai fork ball deep and turning the game around. First pitch to Fukudome, misses. Second one called strike one down the middle. 1-1 the count. Next pitch swung on and slapped to the gap at left center. Fukudome rounds first, heads into second, and comes around second, but holds with a stand-up double to left. So, just as the Bay Stars got to Martinez in the third inning, the Dragons are hitting Saito their second time around the order here in the fourth. Next up will be center fielder Alex. The first offering to Alex, swung on and hit back up the middle, base hit, and Fukudome rounds third, heads home, the throw is to the cutoff man, we have a tie ball game. Alex is single up the middle, drives in Fukudome from second. And we're now tied up 3-3 here at Yokohama Stadium. Here in the top of the fourth inning. Saito got as far as two outs. Then a home run, double, and a single have tied this one up. That'll bring up number 7 batter, Inoue. First pitch called strike one on the inside corner. Inoue struck out swinging his first at bat. Batting .312, 7 home runs, 28 RBIs. Next pitch misses inside, ball one. That evens the count at 1-1 to the left-handed batter. Alex at first base. Next pitch called strike two on the outside part of the plate. Two strikes, one ball. Now the count to Alex. To Inoue. The 2-1 pitch just misses outside, evening the count at 2-2. With two down here, in the top of the fourth inning, a 3-3 tie. Saito went through the first 10 Chunichi Dragons before Ibata got a hit. Next pitch, swung on and missed, strike three. Inoue goes down swinging for the second time. That retires the side, but not before the Chunichi Dragons strike back with three, thanks to Tyrone Woods' two-run home run, Fukudome double, and a base hit by Alex. At the end of three and a half, we're now knotted at three apiece. Welcome back. We're ready to go to the bottom of the fourth inning. Chunichi Dragons having just tied this one up 3-3 in the top half of the fourth. We'll be seeing numbers 6, 7, and 8 batters, Taneda, Murata, and Aikawa here in the bottom of the fourth. Taneda struck out swinging his first at bat. Takes first pitch by Martinez up and tight. Four ball one. Taneda batting .293 on the season. Next pitch, swung on and fouled past the third base coach. Third base coach had to take a step back to avoid being hit by that one. Next pitch, swung on and lifted to deep left field. Inoue is back at the warning track and makes the catch. Long fly out for Taneda. That'll bring up third baseman Murata. The first pitch is swung on and grounded through the fielders on the left side into left field for a base hit. So the Bay Stars have a one-out base runner here in the bottom of the fourth inning, and that'll bring up catcher Aikawa. Woods comes over to have a word with Martinez. Heads back over to first base. Aikawa single to center his first at bat, leading off the third inning. That was the first hit of the game for either team. The first offering, down the middle, called strike one. Martinez looks in for his sign, has it, comes set. The second pitch, called strike two on the inside corner. Two quick strikes on Aikawa. Next pitch, misses down low. Ball one. Two strikes, one ball, the count, and the pitch swung on and fouled off and into the stands on the right-hand side. In the past, that would have hit a netting, which protected the stands from balls, from foul balls like that. Now, that goes in as a souvenir. Baystars promoting people, bringing their gloves to help protect themselves. Next pitch is swung on and lifted to shallow center field. Second baseman Araki is calling off center fielder Alex, and the ball drops next to him. Alex comes up and pats him on the butt, says, "Hey, don't worry about it." And Aikawa, in the meantime, or was it Murata, got a very late start, thinking that the ball was going to be caught, and slid into second base just before the throw, which was a little offline. So Aikawa gets a bloop single to center, and that brings up pitcher Saito, who's knocked down attempting to bunt for ball one. Saito showing bunt all the way. Runners in first and second. One out. And he lays down a bunt just in front of the pitcher. Martinez picks up, throws to third, and Murata is called out. Saito hit the ball just a little too hard this time, and it looks like a good call by the umpire. Just a fraction of a second there at third base. So we now have runners at first and second, two out. Sacrifice not successful. That'll bring up the top of the order in Ishii. Ishii Takedo has struck out and singled so far this evening. And the first pitch taken on the outside corner for a called strike one. The second offering swung on and fouled off his own foot. The ball rolls into fair territory. Martinez and Araki both scramble to field the ball, but the umpire says no, it's foul ball. We're in the bottom of the fourth inning, a 3-3 tie. Yokohama batting. Runners at first and second, two down. Next pitch by Martinez. Misses low and away, ball one. Two strikes, one ball. Now the count. Martinez comes set. And the next offering swung on and fouled off toward the third base dugout. Martinez looks in, has a sign, comes set. And the pitch. Swung on and fouled off to the left side. That one will go out of play. Night has fully fallen here at Yokohama Stadium now. Sky pitch black. Makuro. Next pitch misses inside, ball two. That evens the count at 2-2. With two down, runners at first and second. 3-3 tie. Here in the bottom of the fourth inning. And the next offering, swung on and fouled off. This one will go out of play, back over the backstop. That's four foul balls for Ishii. Count remains 2-2. Martinez next offering, swung on and grounded to the right side. Araki comes over, fields the ball in the second first gap. Throws to first for the final out of the inning. So, Bay Stars get a couple of base runners, but nothing to show for it here in the bottom of the fourth inning. After four complete, we continue to have a 3-3 tie. Welcome back to Yokohama Stadium. I'm Michael Westby, your host for ProYaku Live here on JapaneseBaseball.com. We're going to the top of the fifth inning here at Yokohama Stadium. We'll see numbers 8, 9, and 1 batters for Chunichi, Tanishige, Martinez, and Araki. Tanishige, former Bay Star, moved to Chunichi when he reached free agency a number of years ago. And he has absolutely killed Bay Star pitching since then. He hasn't been doing nearly as well as the past few years this year, but still a very big threat to Yokohama. He swings at the first pitch by Saito, fouling it off and out of play to the right side. Saito into the windup, and his second pitch misses outside and high. Ball one. That evens the count at 1-1 to Tanishige. And the next offering misses outside ball two. One strike, two balls. Saito into the windup, and the fourth pitch swung on and fouled back and out of play. Evening the count at 2-2 to Tanishige. The next pitch swung on and grounded past Taneda at second base and into center field for a base hit. That'll bring up pitcher Martinez. Leadoff batter aboard for Chunichi here in the top of the fifth inning. Martinez will be up there to sacrifice. He struck out looking his first at bat. 1 for 19, an 0.53 average. First pitch down the middle, called strike one as Martinez pulls back. Martinez isn't showing bunt. He had squared at the last minute there. Again, Martinez squares, bunts the ball up the third base line. Third baseman Murata fields the ball, throws to second. Ishii on the second base bag is taken out by Tanishige. Tanishige is called out despite Ishii dropping the ball. Ishii dropped the ball after he hit the ground. Ishii was ready to throw the ball to first to complete the double play when Tanishige just came barreling into him, taking out his feet. Tanishige is appealing that he was safe. Now Ochiai is out there arguing. The umpire says no. Ishii had control of the ball. He was going to throw it when he dropped it. So Tanishige is cut down at second on the failed sacrifice attempt. Ochiai has the explanation he probably expected to hear. So Martinez reaches on the fielder's choice. We have one out, and the top of the order, Araki, coming to bat. Ochiai pulls Araki aside and gives him some advice before sending him up there. Araki attempted to hit a bunt single his second at bat, being thrown out. Batting 271 on the season, one home run, 24 RBIs. Takes first pitch on the outside corner for a called strike one. The next offering hits Araki on the elbow. And Araki looks like he's in pain. Saito takes off his hat in apology. Trainer comes out to have a look at him. Ouch, that does look painful. That'll bring up shortstop Ibata. Yazudaki gets over the pain and trots up the first baseline. So we've got one out, runners at first and second now. Shortstop Ibata at the plate. Ibata has struck out looking and singled to right, later scored. First pitch, swung on and lifted to center field. Tamura takes one step back, two steps in, makes the catch. We're out number two. So, with one pitch, Saito retires Ibata. And that'll bring up third baseman Tatsunami. Tatsunami has flown out to Tamura in center twice so far this game. Junichi hoping to get something going here in the top of the fifth inning. Runners at first and second, two out now. Tatsunami batting 254, six home runs, 38 RBIs. Got a 3-3 tie here in the top of the fifth inning. Ishii covers second, sending Martinez back as Saito steps off the mound. Pitcher Martinez is at second base as his sacrifice attempt failed. Next pitch, swung on and hit deep to right field, but foul. And I must say, Saito does suffer from Ippatsubyo, giving up home runs. Well, what is it? The illness of giving up home runs quite a bit, as do several Yokohama pitchers. Next pitch misses outside. Ball one. That evens the count at 1-1. Tatsunami up there with runners at first and second, two out. The third offering misses down low. Ball two, one strike, two balls. Now the count to Tatsunami. The fourth pitch just misses outside. Ball three. One strike, three balls to count. The 1-3 pitch, swung on and fouled off and out of play to the left side. That brings the count full to Tatsunami. The Shobu pitch, swung on and fouled off, and this one goes into the stands along the left field line. Murata, third baseman, was giving chase to no avail. Full count, two down. Next pitch, called, strike three on the inside corner. Saito gets out of the fifth inning without giving up a run at the end of four and a half. We continue to be knotted at three apiece. Welcome back to Yokohama Stadium. It's a nice night here in Yokohama. Not too hot, not too cold. We've got a 3-3 tie going to the bottom of the fifth inning. We'll see numbers 2, 3, and 4 batters, Koike, Kinjo, and Saeki, here in the bottom of the fifth. Koike struck out swinging his first at bat, and he drove in a run with a single out trying to stretch it into a double in the third inning. The first offering to Koike by Martinez this inning misses low and away for ball one. Next pitch, misses inside, ball two. No strikes, two balls to count. Third pitch, just catches the inside part of the plate for a called strike one. After Martinez struck out two batters in each of the first and second inning, he's gone two innings without a strikeout. Next pitch fouled off, check swing foul ball by Koike. The 2-2 pitch misses low and away, ball three. We bring the count full here. The Shobu pitch swung on and lifted to center field. Center fielder comes in. Alex comes in and over toward left just a little bit, where he makes the catch for out number one. Next up is Kinjo, Yokohama's right fielder. Kinjo reached on an error in the first inning and singled to right his second, or in the third inning, his second at bat. First pitch in the dirt, Ball one, taken by King Joe. Martinez, next delivery, called strike one, up a little bit in the strike zone. One pitch, swung on and missed, strike two. Ball was nowhere near anything that Kinjo could hit. Bit outside. Next offering, swung on and fouled off Kinjo's foot. And up the third baseline. Kinjo walks it off. Martinez into the windup, and the pitch in the dirt for ball two. That evens the count at 2-2. The 2-2 delivery in the dirt. Kinjo checks his swing. Umpire says so, as first base umpire says so as well. That brings the count full for the second batter in a row. Martinez trying to fool the batters. Next pitch misses inside, ball four. And I believe that's the first base on balls given up by either pitcher. Saito has hit a batter. Nonetheless, the Yokohama Bay Stars now have a runner at first and one out, with cleanup batter Saiki coming up to the plate. Saito has flown out to left and hit a blooper into left field for a double. He takes Martinez's first pitch for a called strike one on the outside part of the plate. Saiki at the plate. One out, one runner on. Here in the bottom of the fifth inning, 3-3 tie. Next pitch, swung on and fouled off and out of play to the left side. Martinez looks in, has a sign, comes set. The two strike, one ball, or no ball pitch is low and away, ball one. Two strikes, one ball, now the count. The next offering, swung on and pulled foul up the first base side. Two strikes, one ball, the count. Throw over to first base. Kinjo back standing up. Another throw over to first. Kinjo back standing up again. And the next pitch swung on and grounded up to the right side. Second baseman Araki fields the ball, touches Kinjo out for one, throws to first, and completes the double play. That retires the side for Yokohama here in the bottom of the fifth inning. They drew a base on balls, but come up empty here in the fifth. After five complete, we continue to have a knotted game at three apiece. Welcome back to Yokohama Stadium here on Yugata Night. Many ladies in the stands wearing yugatas, kind of a summer version of a kimono. Saito on the mound for Yokohama has thrown 74 pitches so far through five innings. He'll be facing Woods to lead off the top of the sixth. And his first pitch to Woods, who hit a two-run home run. His last at-bat is down low and away for ball one. Next pitch misses way outside, ball two. Has Saito become afraid to throw anything near Woods? Next pitch, that one's a strike. Good pitch over the just slightly outside part of the middle of the plate. Next pitch, swung on and lifted back and out of play. That evens the count at 2-2. Woods calls time and takes a bit of a stroll. Maybe that foul ball shook his arm up a little bit. Or perhaps Saito was just throwing at too fast a pace for him and he wanted a bit of a breather. Nonetheless, the 2-2 pitch misses just a little low, bringing the count full. The Shobu pitch to Woods. swung on and lined into left field, one bounder to Koike for a base hit. That'll bring up right fielder Fukudome. Fukudome struck out looking and doubled. Woods at first base. Leadoff batter on. Fukudome, last night's hero. Check swing, foul balls, the first pitch. Off to the left side, batting 327. Fukudome, batting 326. He hit 400 in the month of June. Dropped just slightly in July. Next offering, swung on and fouled off to the left or the right side rather. Next pitch called, strike three on the outside corner. That's the second time this evening Fukudome goes down looking. This time on three pitches. That'll bring up center fielder Alex. We're in the top of the sixth inning. Runner at first base. One out. Alex at the plate for Chunichi. He swings at the first pitch, fouling it off to the right side. Alex singled in a run his last at bat. Takes the next pitch for a called strike two. So that's six strikes in a row to the last two batters. And the next offering swung on and lined to right field. Kinjo goes back and at the warning track jumps, makes the catch. Kinjo also can't decide whether to go right or left, turn right or left. He tried each of them a couple of times, and at the last minute decided that he needed to turn his body to the left, made the catch for out number two. That'll bring up Inoue, Chunichi's left fielder. Batting number seven in the lineup. Inoue has struck out twice so far this game. First pitch swung on and fouled off to the left side and out of play. Saito has struck out seven so far. Fukudome twice and Inoue twice. Saito Second pitch, swung on and missed. Strike two. Inu is swinging late on that one. So two strikes on Inoue. And the third pitch. Aikawa was set up way up high. And that's where Saito threw. Inoue not going for it. So that was really the first waste pitch that Saito's thrown to the last three batters. Next pitch, swung on and missed. Strike three. So, two strikeouts here in the sixth inning brings Saito's count up to eight this game. And the Chunichi Dragons strand a runner here in the sixth. After five and a half, we continue to have a 3-3 tie. We're going to the bottom of the sixth inning here at Yokohama Stadium. I'm Mike Westby, your host for Pro Yaki Live here on JapaneseBaseball.com. We've got a 3-3 tie. Very fast-paced game. Coming up on just an hour and a half into the game. Or hour and 45 minutes, rather. Tamura leads off the sixth, bottom of the sixth for the Bay Stars. He's swinging at the first pitch, grounding the ball to the left side. Tatsunami has the ball on a bound. Throws to first in time. One pitch, one out. That'll bring up number six batting, Taneda. With third baseman Murata on deck. Martinez has thrown 90 pitches so far here through five and a third innings. 22 batters, struck out four. Allowed eight hits, has walked one batter, and given up three runs. Taneda stands in. Martinez's first pitch is in the dirt, going all the way to the backstop. Tanishige doesn't manage to stop that one. Taneda batting 292, 5 home runs, 30 RBIs on the season. 3 hits shy of 100 for the season. Next pitch misses high and away, ball 2. No strikes, 2 balls. And the third pitch, grounded to third base. Tatsunami backhands the ball next to the third base bag, throws to first in time, two away. That'll bring up third baseman Murata. Murata has grounded out to short and singled to left so far. Takes first pitch for strike one. Next pitch way down low. Ball one. That evens the count at 1-1. Third offering, swung on and missed. Down, almost hitting the plate. Strike two, two strikes, one ball. Next pitch, swung on and lined to left field. Inoue comes over, makes a sliding catch. And that retires the side. For the Bay Stars, they go down in order for just the third time this evening. Second time in a row. And at the end of six complete, we remain tied at 3-3. Welcome back to Yokohama Stadium. I'm Michael Westby, your host of ProYaki Live here on JapaneseBaseball.com. We're going to the seventh inning. Saito will be facing Tanishige, Martinez, and the top of the order in Araki. We've got a 3-3 tie here at Yokohama Stadium. Many young ladies for both on both the Bay Stars and Chunichi side wearing yukatas this evening. The first offering to Tanishige is reached for and lined into right center field. Tamura goes back at the wall, jumps, and the ball just gets past him. The ball's off the right center wall. Tamura is down. Kinjo picks the ball up, throws the ball in, but not before Tanishige has himself a lead-off double off the wall in right center. Tamura stands up. Says he's okay. Kinjo tells the trainer he can stay there. Tamura looks a little shaken though as he retakes his position. That'll bring up pitcher Martinez. Actually, no it won't. We're going to see a pinch hitter right here as Ochiai Kantoku goes to his bench early. Onishi comes up to pinch hit. He's 12 for 41, a .293 average. No home runs and 11 RBIs. We've got a 3-3 tie. Tanishiki is standing on second base. The first offering to pinch hitter Onishi misses low for ball one. Onishi had squared the bunt. Something Martinez could have done. With runners in scoring position, Onishi is 6 for 12, a 500 average. And he bunts the next pitch up the first base line, but foul. I'd think that if Ochiai Kontoku wanted a bunter, he'd have sent up Kawai. And the next pitch bunted up to the pitcher. Saito fields the ball. His only play is to first. And the sacrifice is successful. As unusual as it is to send a pinch hitter up to bunt for the pitcher. Whatever. That'll bring up the top of the order. Second baseman, Araki. Araki is 0 for 2. He's flown out to left, grounded out to third, and been hit by a pitch. Tanishiki now at third base, the go-ahead run. And Araki takes first pitch for a called strike one on the outside corner. Saito's next offering misses inside, ball one. That brings the count to 1-1. At Jinkokyujo, both Yakult and the Giants have been scoring. Yakult leading that one by a score of 9-3. Giants batting in the top of the sixth inning with one run in so far. The third offering swung on and missed. Strike two. Two strikes, one ball. Now the count to Araki. Hanshin scores two more in the fourth, two in the fifth, giving up one run to Hiroshima in the top of the fifth. And at Matsuyama, Hanshin leads Hiroshima by a score of 9-1 after five, or in the fifth. Araki grounds the ball to a pulled-in Taneda at second base, who looks the runner back at third, throws to first in time, two away. So, the drawn-in infield saves a run here, and that'll bring up shortstop Ibata. With runner at third and two down now. At Chiba Marine Stadium, Oryx continues to hold a 2-0 lead after 5.5 innings. First pitch to Ibata, called strike one on the outside part of the plate. Ibata leading the Central League with a 4.18 average with runners in scoring position. The next offering swung on and grounded to second base. Taneda has the ball, throws easily to first, And the side is retired. So, Chunichi got a runner as far as third base here in the top of the seventh inning, but failed to plate him. At the end of six and a half innings here at Yokohama Stadium, and we're going to the Bay Stars' lucky seven, the score remains knotted at three apiece. As we go to the bottom of the seventh inning, fans wind down the YMCA song here at Yokohama Stadium, and into pitch for the Chunichi Dragons is Okamoto. Okamoto has appeared in 49 games so far this season. He has a 10-3 record with one save and a 2.98 ERA. He'll be facing the bottom two of the Bay Stars order, Araki, Saito, perhaps a pinch hitter, and back to the top of the order in Ishii. Okamoto pitching from the stretch, right from the start, delivers his first pitch, called strike one on the outside part of the plate to Aikawa. In the Pacific League, the only game going on right now is Lotte Oryx. Lotte failed to score in the bottom of the sixth inning after six complete. Oryx leads that one 2-0. Next pitch misses outside. Ball one. 1-1. Two afternoon games. The Tohoku Rakuten Golden Eagles lost to the Fukuoka SoftBank Hawks 8-10. At Full Cast Stadium, and Hokkaido Nippon Ham Fighters hosting the Cebu Lions lost by a score of 0-3. at Sapporo Dome. Next pitch misses outside, ball two. One strike, two balls. The count. To Aikawa. The fourth offering. Swung on and lifted deep center. Center fielder goes back, but just before getting to the warning track, Alex turns around and makes the catch for out number one. Saito comes up to bat for himself here in the bottom of the seventh inning. Saito has sacrificed and grounded into a fielder's choice. First pitch is swinging, lifting the ball high to the left side. Ibata goes toward the third base line, then back toward the center of the diamond. Makes catch right about where he started at the shortstop position, but at the grass. And we have two quick outs here in the bottom of the seventh inning. We go back to the top of the order here in Ishii Takedo, BayStars shortstop and team captain, batting .286 with four home runs and 28 RBIs. First pitch taken down the middle for a called strike one. Okamoto, second pitcher of the evening for Chunichi. The second offering, down in the dirt for ball one. That evens the count at 1-1. Okamoto comes set. And the second offering. Swung on and grounded up the middle and through into center field. For a base hit. So the BayStars get their first base hit in a couple of innings here. A two-out single by Ishii. That'll bring up Koike. Two down, runner at first base here in the bottom of the seventh inning. Koike has struck out, singled, and got caught trying to stretch a single into a double, and flown out to center. Throw over to first, Ishii back standing up. Okamoto comes set. And the first pitch to Koike is swung on and grounded through the left side and into left field. Base hit. So, Koike swinging on the first pitch. Singles to left. Keeping the seventh inning alive here. And that'll bring up Kinjo with runners at first and second and two down. Yokohama looking to get a two-out rally going on here. Kinjo reached on an error his first at bat. singled right and has drawn a base on balls. Reached base all three times this game so far. The first offering to Kinjo just misses outside. Ball one. With runners in scoring position, Kinjo is currently ranked fifth, batting 358. Chunichi Ibata batting 418 now, after failing his last attempt to end the top of the seventh, in fact. The second pitch swung on and lined into right center. This ball's going all the way to the wall. One bound, two bound. The ball stops at the warning track. One run is in. Two runs are in. Kinjo comes through with a runner in scoring position with a two-run double to the gap in right center. And the Bay Stars take a 5-3 lead. It's the Bay Stars' lucky seven here. And that'll bring up cleanup batter Saiki. After two outs, the Bay Stars have put together three hits in a row to plant two runs across home plate. First pitch to Saiki, called strike one over the outside part of the plate. Saiki is driven in a run. Batting 261 on the season, 12 home runs. His double in the third inning scored one. Next pitch swung on and fouled off to the left side and out of play. Two quick strikes on Saiki. Two strikes, no balls to count. Runner at second base. Two runs in so far for the Bay Stars here in the bottom of the seventh inning as they lead this one 5-3. Next pitch, a little tight. Ball one. With runners in scoring position, Syracuse batting 313 with three home runs and 45 RBIs. Throw over to second base. Kinjo back in diving. Saiki at the plate. Two strikes, one ball the count. The pitch just misses inside. That's a hard one to take. Nonetheless, that evens the count at 2-2 to Saiki. With a runner at second, two down. With two out, Ishii singled, Koike singled, and Kinjo came through with a 2 RBI double. Saiki at the plate, 2-2 pitch, swung on and missed, strike three. That retires the side for Yokohama in the seventh inning, but not before Kinjo's two-run double puts the Bay Stars up by a score of 5-3 after seven complete. Kinjo takes his place in right field after the seventh inning, going to the top of the eighth, with the fans giving him a catcall. He tips his hat. It was his two-run double that has put the Bay Stars up by a score of 5-3 here going into the eighth inning. Chunichi, though, sending up the heart of their order. Numbers 3, 4, and 5, Tatsunami, Woods, and Fukudome. Saito's first pitch to Tatsunami is a one-bounder. Taken for ball one. Second offering, swung on and missed. This pitch, inside and low, had Tatsunami fooled there. Third offering, misses low and inside. Tatsunami not going for it this time. One strike, two balls, the count. And the fourth pitch. Swung on and grounded to the left side. Ishii up with the ball. Throws to first in time. One away. That'll bring up first baseman and former Bay Star Tyrone Woods. Woods capable of the long ball at any time. And he went deep already today. A two-run home run, which brought Chunichi to within one back in the fourth inning. He takes first pitch here for a called strike one. The second offering misses outside, ball one. That evens the count at 1-1. Saito looks in, has his sign. The third offering, a good pitch, and Tyrone fails to hold up his swing, according to the first base umpire. The pitch was just a little low. A fork ball. Had Woods fooled just enough to have him commit. Two strikes, one ball, the count. And the fourth offering. This one low as well. Woods not going for it. That evens the count at 2-2. Saito into the windup. And the 2-2 pitch. Outside and in the dirt, ball three. That brings the count full. No more room to maneuver for Saito. And with Fukudome on deck, certainly don't want to let Woods on here. Next pitch, swung on and fouled off to the right side. And out of play. Woods wasn't expecting a pitch down the middle, and when he got it, he swung a little late. So the Shobu pitch once again. Swung on and grounded to the left side. As Murata fields the ball behind the third base bag, the umpire calls it foul. So we'll do it again. Third time. With a count full. So, the Shobu pitch once again. Swung on and lifted deep to left center. Woods is walking. The outfielders are looking up. And this ball is gone. Haita! Home run! Into the Chunichi fans in left center. All the way up to the... to about five rows from the top. And the Chunichi Dragons are within one run again with the swing of Tyrone Woods' bat. Woods' two-run home run in the third brought him to within 2-3 at the time. That's the second home run given up to Woods by Saito this game. And pitching coach goes out there and Saito is done. It looks like it's Holtz coming in to pitch. He'll be facing Fukudome. And at least Alex after that. Holtz, left-handed pitcher, has no wins, no losses in 34 appearances, a 3.92 ERA. He has given up 12 home runs, which for the Bay Stars really isn't that bad. Holtz finishes his warm-up pitches. Kizuka throwing in the bullpen. Kroon not throwing from the mound, just tossing the ball. And the Bay Stars bullpen right now getting loose. So So, Holtz finishes his warm-up pitches, and the first batter he'll face is Fukudome, batting 326 on the season. First pitch in the dirt outside, blocked by Aikawa. Ball one. Holtz comes set. The second offering, that one's a strike. Right in there on the outside part of the plate. That evens the count at 1-1. Holtz looks in, has a sign, comes set. Pitching from the stretch. The 1-1 pitch just misses high and outside. Ball two. Holtz shakes off a sign, then says yes. The next offering, curveball. Ooh, just misses the inside corner. Ball three. Fukudome was backing out of that one, but the ball looked like it came right in there. A big curveball. One strike, three balls to count. And the pitch swung on and fouled off to the left side and out of play. Nice evening here in Yokohama. The Shobu pitch. Swung on and lined to right field. Kinjo goes back, looks up. Haita! Home run! Over the right field fence, and the Chunichi Dragons have tied this one up. 5-5 here in the eighth inning. With back-to-back home runs by Woods and Fukudome. These are the two who are going to do the damage. And sure enough, they have. That brings up center fielder Alex with one out. But Ushijima Kantoku comes out. And I'd say that Kizuka is going to be coming out of the bullpen next. Yep, it's Kizuka being announced. So once he's had his warm-up pitches, we'll be right back. Hizuka finishes up his warm-up pitches. He'll be facing number 6 batter, Alex. As Ochiai Kontoku in the third base dugout looks over statistics on Hizuka to try to plan a strategy for facing him. Saito pitched 7 1/3 innings. Had one out here in the 8th inning, then he gave up a home run to Woods. Holtz came in and gave up a home run to Fukudome. That brings up Hizuka to the mound, and he'll be facing center fielder Alex with one out here in the top of the 8th inning and two runs in so far. Hizuka misses low and away for his first pitch to Alex. Ball one. The second offering swung on and grounded to the left side. Going back is Murata. He turns, fires to first, pulling Saeki off of the base to make the short bound catch. Saeki does a great job to keep the ball from going into right field. And Alex has himself an infield base hit. And that brings up left fielder Inoue. Left-handed batter facing the right-handed Hizuka. Inoue has struck out 3 times. Batting 308, 7 home runs, 28 RBIs on the season. Saito had his number. Inoue hoping that something can come around with the change of pitchers. First, Hizuka throws over to first. Alex back standing up. The first pitch to Inoue, called strike one on the outside part of the plate. Very good pitch by Hizuka. Inoue looks for a sign. We've got ourselves a 5-5 tie. Back-to-back home runs by Woods and Fukudome here in the top of the 8th inning have tied this ball game up. Whenever Yokohama takes the lead, Shunichi comes right back. The top of the next inning. Next pitch swung on and fell back to the backstop. Strike two. 2 strikes, no balls the count. To Inoue. Runner at first base, 1 away. Hizuka comes set, and the 2-0 pitch swung on and fouled off and out of play to the left side. Count remains 2 strikes, no balls to Inoue. Alex on first base for Chunichi. Uh, having hit an infield single to third. The fourth offering, Inoue, swung on and lifted back to the backstop. So Kizuka has come in and thrown four straight strikes. Inoue fouling three of them off. Saito no longer the pitcher of record after throwing seven plus good innings. The fifth offering. Aikawa set up outside. Kizuka threw the ball inside. Kizuka lunged for the ball, and it went all the way to the backstop. And Alex goes over to second base on the, I'd call that a wild pitch. Maybe a pass ball? Aikawa wasn't set up in the right position for it. There were definitely some wires crossed there. So we now have a runner at second base, one out. Two strikes, one ball, the count to Inoue at the plate. And the next pitch is swung on and poked to the left side. Koike coming over towards center field makes the catch. For out number two. That'll bring up Tanishige. Tanishige has flown out center, singled up the middle, and doubled to the right center gap. Shortstop Ishii comes over and has a word with the battery. Aikawa and Kizuka talk a little bit. Hopefully get the signs right so that we don't have yet another pass ball or wild pitch. Nonetheless, it's former Bay Star Tanishige batting 246 with 7 home runs and 47 RBIs coming up to the plate. 2-for-3 so far today. First pitch swung on and lifted high to the infield. Taneda comes in, and just before reaching the inner grass, makes the catch for out number three. But not before Woods and Fukudome hit back-to-back home runs, tying this ballgame up at 5-5. We'll be right back. Going to the bottom of the eighth inning, we've got ourselves a 5-5 tie here at Yokohama Stadium. Ochiai comes out to pitch, not the Kantoku, for Chunichi. It looks like Chunichi is playing with the order there. Ochiai comes in at the number 7 spot in the order in place of Inoue, left fielder. And I'll have more on that when I see the rest of the changes. That was the only change that I managed to catch when they flashed it up there. Meanwhile, in other scores, Hanshin Tigers continue to lead the Hiroshima Toyo Carp by a score of 9. Actually, now it's just become 12-1 after 7 complete. Hanshin scored 3 more in the 7th inning. Two of them, thanks to Sheets' 2-run home run, his 14th home run of the season. Tamura leads off for the Bay Stars, grounding the ball to the third base. The throw to first is just in time. So, one pitch, one out for Ochiai here in the top of the eighth inning. For Ochiai, this is his 25th appearance. Taneda, second baseman, bats next. At Jingu, the Giants have started to score. Managed to score 4 in the 7th inning on top of 2 in the 4th and 6th in the 1 in the 6th. Unfortunately for the Giants, they trail this one by a score of 7-13. They've given up quite a few more than they've scored. Tanada fouls first pitch off the third base side past third base coach. Odix have added 2 more in the top of the 8th inning, and after 7.5, lead the Chibolote Marines 4-0 at Chiba Marine Stadium. Next pitch misses outside to Taneda, evening the count at 1-1. We've of course got a 5-5 tie here at Yokohama Stadium. Yokohama batting in the bottom of the 8th inning. Taneda takes the next pitch low. For ball 2, 1 strike, 2 balls. The 4th offering swung on and fouled off to the right side. Okay, for Chunichi in to play left field now. And batting in the pitcher's spot is Morino. Pitcher Ochiai comes in to take place of left fielder Inoue in the number 7 spot. Next pitch, grounded up the middle. Second baseman Araki takes a couple steps towards second, fields the ball, throws to first in time. Out number 2. That'll bring up third baseman Murata. While Kroon and Kawamura warm up in the Bay Stars bullpen. Murata takes first pitch, low and inside, called strike one. Oh, did I say that? Yes, the pitch was low and inside, but called strike one. Second offering, low and inside, this one called ball one. That evens the count at 1-1. Kizuka throwing outside the first base dugout, keeping loose. Next pitch, swung on and fouled off. Back behind the plate. Two strikes, one ball, now the count to Murata. 0-2 into the windup, and the fourth pitch misses inside, ball two. That evens the count at 2-2. The 2-2 offering misses low on the outside part of the plate, ball three. Count goes full here with two down and nobody on. Bay Stars batting in the bottom of the eighth inning, 5-5 tie. And the Shobu pitch in the dirt, taken by Murata for a base on balls. That'll bring up catcher Aikawa. Aikawa has a pair of singles. Takes first pitch for a called strike one. Ochiai's second offering misses just inside, ball one, 1-1. The 1-1 pitch swung on, fouled off his own feet. Strike two. Ochiai throws over to first. Murata really wasn't off that far. Steps back. Two strikes, one ball, the count to Aikawa. And the pitch, swung on and grounded to the left side, and foul. Third baseman Tatsunami fielding the ball just foul and behind the third base bag. Murata returns to first base. The two-strike, one-ball pitch again. Misses just inside ball two. 2-2 now the count. Ochiai trying to nibble at the inside corner. Not quite getting it. Next pitch, grounded up the middle and through into center field for a base hit. Murata rounds second, but holds there. And the Bay Stars continue on here in the bottom of the eighth inning. After two quick outs, a base on balls to Murata, and a single up the middle by Aikawa. Keeps the base stars going, and now Ochiai Kantoku is coming out very slowly to have a talk with Ochiai pitcher. The infield is all gathered on the mound. Ochiai has his say and heads back. Nope. He heads over to the home plate umpire and asks for the ball. That means Ochiai Toshu is done for the evening. I believe the television announcer just said Takahashi. Yes, it is. Takahashi Akifumi. 1-1, 2.43 ERA in 42 appearances. So Takahashi comes in. The fourth pitcher for the Dragons this evening. Ochiai got the first two outs, but couldn't get any more. We're here in the bottom of the eighth inning. 5-5 tie. Two down, runners at first and second, and pitcher Takahashi coming in to the mound. And Takahashi finishes warm-up pitches. Meanwhile, Ushijima Kantoku has come out and announced Furuki as the pinch hitter for pitcher Kizuka. Furuki is batting .261 with two home runs and nine RBIs this season. Mostly used in the pinch hitter role. Occasionally getting a start, I think. The first pitch misses up and away by Takahashi, ball one. Takahashi looks in for his sign, has it. Come set. Runners at first and second. The next pitch misses up high, ball two. No strikes, two balls to pinch hitter Furuki. No strikes, two balls. The third offering misses low and away, ball three. No strikes, three balls the count. Only one base open right now. That's third. As we have runners at second, two down. The no three pitch. Ball four, walked him on four straight pitches. Furuki looked like he was going to accept that one, being called strike one. But now jogs up the first baseline. Very often, even if the ball is just a little bit outside, the umpire will give the pitcher the benefit of the doubt, but he doesn't do so here. And the bases are loaded for the top of the order in Ishii Takuro. Ishii is 2-for-4 so far this evening, batting 288. The first pitch down the middle, called strike one. So Takahashi does know how to throw strikes. Takahashi comes set. And the pitch swung on and fouled off to the left side. This one goes out of play. With the bases loaded, Ishii is 4 for 10, 400 average. No home runs and 9 RBIs. Two strikes, no balls to count to Ishii. Next pitch misses way outside, ball one. Two strikes, one ball, now the count. The pitch swung on, fouled off, and out of play to the left side. Count remains two strikes, one ball. To Ishii Takuro. Bases are loaded, two down, bottom of the eighth inning. We've got a 5-5 tie. Takahashi on the mound. Next pitch way up high. Ishii takes it. 2-2 with two down. Two strikes, two balls, two out, bases loaded. 5-5 tie, bottom of the eighth inning. Ishii Takuro at the plate. The 2-2 pitch misses low and away, ball three. That brings the count full. It doesn't get any more tense than this. It all comes down to this pitch. Takahashi set. The Shobu pitch. Swung on and grounded up the middle. Shortstop. Ibata fields the ball behind second base. His only play is to first base. He throws just in time. Three outs. The Bay Stars load the bases after two outs and come up empty. At the end of eight complete, we continue to be tied at 5-5. We're going to the top of the ninth inning. And to pitch for Yokohama in the ninth is Kawamura. He's thrown 37 games, 4-3 record, no saves, 2.27 ERA. He gave up a grand slam home run to Hanshin a couple days ago. He's definitely one who suffers greatly from Ippatsubyo. When he loaded the bases there a couple days ago against Hanshin, my thought was, okay, he's thrown to four batters. He's done. Because he had one out, bases loaded. I just don't think that he should be allowed to pitch to more than four batters. Doing so has proven to be fatal to the Bay Stars very often. Nonetheless, Kawamura into pitch, the ninth. Morino comes up to pitch, or comes up to hit, rather. He came in defensively in left field after Onishi pinch hit for the pitcher in the seventh inning. Morino takes first pitch for a called strike one. Next pitch misses inside, 1-1. The third offering, over the plate, low one in the strike zone, called strike two. Two strikes, one ball, the count. Low and over the middle of the plate. Lower part of the strike zone. Something like that. The next offering just misses outside. Ball two. That evens the count at 2-2. I don't know. My feeling of Kawamura is that he gets four batters to get the out. Next pitch fouled off to the left side, past the third base dugout. If he's left in longer than four batters, he's going to give up a home run. At least that's just how it seems when I've seen him. Next pitch, grounded up the middle. Ishii fields the ball just left of second base, bobbles the ball, comes up, throws to first. Safe! E6 on that one. So, the leadoff batter is aboard for Chunichi here in the top of the ninth inning. That'll bring up Araki. Araki has flight out to left, grounded out to third. Been hit by a pitch and grounded out to second. At first base, we have a pinch runner. Throw over to first. No, that's not him. Hidenori, I believe it is. The first pitch to Araki is bunted up the first base line. Pitcher Kawamura fields the ball, throws to first for the out. The sacrifice is successful. That'll bring up Ibata. Ibata is 1-4-4 so far this evening. Batting 305, 4 home runs, 42 RBIs. The first pitch is swung on and grounded up the middle and into center field. The runner from second, rounds third. Yes, Hidenori is who it was. Rounds second, heads home. The throw is cut off by the catcher. Aikawa in front of home plate, who throws to second, but not in time to get Ibata sliding in with a single and taking second on the throw home. So, the Chunichi Dragons lead this one for the first time this evening by a score of 6-5. They've got one out, runner at second base. And that brings up third baseman Tatsunami. Tatsunami fouls the first pitch off to the left side. Tatsunami 0 for 4 so far this evening. That leadoff error comes back to hurt the Bay Stars. Tatsunami grounds the pitch right back to Kawamura on one bound. Kawamura turns, and they have Ibata caught in a rundown between second and third. Kawamura throws to third, who throws to the shortstop Ishii, who touches Ibata out. And so with two out now, that'll bring up Tyrone Woods. Woods, of course, hit a two-run home run, his second at bat, and a solo home run, his third at bat, each time bringing the Dragons to within one, and each time the lineup right after him has managed to tie the game. Takes first pitch outside for ball one. Tyrone has also singled and struck out so far this evening. Next pitch is swung on and hit deep to center field. This ball is off the scoreboard. In center field, and Tyrone hits his third home run of the evening. 4 for 5 tonight. A two-run home run is second of the evening. And the Dragons take a 7-4 lead. No, an 8-5 lead. That's it. 8-5 lead. Tyrone, far and away the hero of this game for Chunichi. And that was Kawamura's fifth batter faced. Didn't I say he should only be allowed to face four batters? Well, it looks like the Bay Stars staff has figured it out. All this started from an error to lead off the inning. Nonetheless, that brings Yoshikawa into pitch for the Bay Stars. Yoshikawa finishes his warm-up pitches. Yoshikawa on the season is 0-0 in 18 appearances with a 8.64 ERA. Mostly mop-up. And his first pitch to Fukudome is called strike one on the outside corner. The next offering, Mrs. Inside, ball one. The Chunichi Dragons break this game open with three here in the top of the ninth inning. Lead it 8-5. Fukudome swings and misses at the next pitch. Two strikes, one ball, now the count. The next offering swung on and line foul up the left field line. Three unearned runs here in the ninth inning as Moreno led off, reaching base on an error. Next pitch misses high and away, ball two. That evens the count at 2-2. A sacrifice bunt. And a single. By Ibata. So far. And now Fukudome grounds the ball to the left side. Ishii up with the ball, but does not throw to first. Infield base hit by Fukudome. So the Dragons keep going here. In the top of the ninth inning, and that brings up Alex. Alex swings at the first pitch, lifting it to left field, but not very deep. Koike comes running in, makes the catch, and continues his run right into the first base dugout. But a couple batters too late, as Woods hits a big two-run home run. And at the end of 8.5 innings, Yokohama, one last chance, trailing this one by a score of 8-5. We're going to the bottom of the ninth here at Yokohama Stadium. I'm Michael Westby, your host for Pro Yaku Live here on JapaneseBaseball.com. We're winding down the second game of this doubleheader here on this Saturday afternoon-evening pair. Iwase comes in to pitch for the Chunichi Dragons. And Ochiai Kantoku makes a number of changes. Woods comes out. Watanabe comes in to play first base. I believe I heard that the pitcher Iwase is going to be in Fukudome's spot, number 5 spot. So that means that the right fielder will also need changing. In the meantime, Koike leads off the Baystars' last chance here. And he grounds the ball to Tatsunami at third, who throws to first, and plenty of time. One pitch, one out by Iwase. That'll bring up right fielder Kinjo. Iwase has appeared in 40 games. He's got one win, one loss, 30 saves, and a 0.93 ERA. Kinjo comes up. He's 2-for-3 with a base on balls, and he's reached on an error. So he's reached base every at-bat so far this game. Takes first pitch for a called strike one. Iwase, left-handed closer for the Chunichi Dragons on the mound. Next pitch swung on and lifted back to the backstop. Tanishige gives chase, but won't be able to get it. So Iwase has two quick strikes on Kinjo. At Jingu, Yakult holds on to a 13-8 lead after 8 innings. Next pitch misses high and away, ball one. The Hanshin Tigers have finished defeating the Hiroshima Toyo Carp at Matsuyama by a score of 13-2. And it's the final at Chiba Marine Stadium. Oryx Buffaloes defeated the Marines by a score of 4-0. And Kinjo lines the ball into the right field corner. He rounds first, heads into second, and comes in standing up with a double into the right field corner. Bay Stars keep this one alive. Kinjo reaching base every time so far this evening. That's his second double in two at-bats for Kinjo. And that brings up Saeki. The only other two games today, Seibu defeated Nippon Ham 3-0 at Fukuoka Dome, and the SoftBank Hawks defeated the Docton Golden Eagles 10-8. In the first game of the doubleheader here on ProYaki Live at JapaneseBaseball.com. Saeki takes first pitch from Iwase, low and away for ball one. The second offering swung on and fouled off and out of play to the left side. One and one, the count to Saeki. Runner at first. One down. Here in the bottom of the ninth inning, Yokohama trailing by 3. Next pitch swung on and fouled off to the left side. Saiki trying to check his swing. Not successful. Kinjo on second base. Did I just say he was on first? I meant second. A throw over to first. Keep Kinjo close. No, not a throw over to first. He stepped off the mound. Two strike, one ball pitch. Misses low and away, ball two. That evens the count at 2-2. I don't know why I keep thinking Kinjo's at first. He's at second. Iwase on the mound. Fifth pitcher for Chunichi this evening. Next pitch, low and away, swung on a miss, strike three. That's the second out of the ninth inning for Yokohama. So the Bay Stars are down to their final out. Center fielder Tamura comes up to the plate. Tamura's 0 for 4 this evening. Striking out, lining out to third, and grounding out to third twice. Since his accident, I don't recall seeing Tamura get a base hit. First pitch, misses low and inside, ball one. Not that I've seen all of the Bay Stars games since then, but I have seen Tamura a number of times. Oh, it looks like he had a home run and a double yesterday. There you go. So he can hit. Second pitch, swung on, fouled off, and out of play to the right side. That evens the count at 1-1. Iwase looks in, has a sign. Comes set. The 1-1 pitch, grounded up the middle, right back to Iwase, who fields the ball, throws to first, and the side is retired. The Chunichi Dragons defeat the Yokohama Bay Stars by a score of 8-5. Come from behind victory for Chunichi, scoring a pair in the eighth and three in the ninth to win this one 8-5. The only other game that was going on was the Yakult Swallows and Yomiuri Giants. The Giants came up blank in the top of the ninth, so that game is also over. The Yakult Swallows defeating the Giants by a score of 13-8. So that's all the games this evening and this afternoon having been covered. So I'd like to thank everybody for listening, either live or via MP3. It's been a real pleasure. This is Michael Westbay wishing you a good evening or good day, wherever you happen to be. Once again, the final here at Yokohama Stadium, Chunichi Dragons 8, Yokohama Bay Stars 5. Sore ja.